What if the biggest bottleneck for artificial intelligence isn't silicon, but a specialized glue? And what if the future of electric vehicle range depends less on the battery chemistry and more on a precisely cut piece of film? This week, we find that the world's most advanced industries are now running on a hidden engine, highly specialized materials. The companies that master them will lead, and those who ignore them will be left behind. This is the Materials Mandate. Welcome to Troy Technical Intelligence, your weekly briefing on the technology developments shaping U.S. and European business strategy. I'm Susie.
And I'm Troy. This week, we're tracking a critical theme: how advanced materials are becoming the key enabler and potential choke point for the biggest industrial trends. We're not talking about raw commodities, but highly engineered polymers, adhesives, and composites.
We'll start in the semiconductor world, where a Japanese patent filed back in 2016 is suddenly a cornerstone of the generative AI boom. Then we'll look at how the race for EV performance is being won with thermal management materials. And finally, we'll examine how EU regulations are forcing a complete reinvention of packaging and how a massive chemical merger announced this week fits into this entire picture. Troy, let's start with AI chips. A report on June 20th highlights a 2016 patent from a Japanese company, Resonac, that has skyrocketed in value. What exactly is this technology?
It's a liquid encapsulant, a specialized polymer designed for 2.5D semiconductor packaging. In these advanced chips, a GPU and high bandwidth memory, or HBM, are placed side by side on a silicon interposer. Resonac's material is a resin that flows around these components and hardens, protecting them.
Why is a simple protective coating so important this week?
Because it solves a critical manufacturing problem: warping. The different components expand at different rates when they heat up. This mechanical stress can physically bend the package, which is catastrophic for yield and reliability. With the generative AI boom, demand for these 2.5D chips from companies like NVIDIA is exploding. Resonac's foresight in patenting this solution a decade ago now gives it a massive strategic advantage.
How does this specifically affect U.S. and European manufacturers who are trying to build out their AI hardware capabilities?
It creates a significant supply chain dependency. Any U.S. or European firm building or integrating these advanced AI accelerators needs this type of high-performance encapsulant to ensure their products are reliable enough for data centers. It highlights a vulnerability in relying on a single, non-Western source for a critical material.
So, what should Western trading companies and distributors know? Is this something they can source?
Sourcing Resonac's patented formula directly will be difficult. The opportunity lies in identifying and securing the supply of alternative advanced packaging materials, such as those from Western giants like Henkel. The demand for underfills, encapsulants, and molding compounds that can handle the thermal and mechanical stress of 2.5D and 3D packaging is surging. This is a high-growth, high-value niche.
So, what is the actionable insight for an executive listening right now?
If you're in the electronic supply chain, you need to conduct an immediate audit of your advanced packaging materials. Diversify your sourcing beyond Asia. Investigate dual sourcing strategies with established European and U.S. suppliers to mitigate geopolitical and supply chain risks. This is a critical point of failure you can't afford to ignore.
Let's shift to electric vehicles. We're seeing a lot of innovation, but you're focused on something that sounds mundane: die-cut thermal management materials. What's the story here?
A report on June 18th from U.S.-based JBC Converting explains it perfectly. They are a precision converter, taking high-performance materials from companies like 3M and fabricating them into custom parts. Specifically, they're making thermal interface pads and electrical insulation films for EV battery packs.
And why are these custom-cut pads so important?
They solve the problem of heat. Air is a thermal insulator, a major enemy inside a battery pack. Even microscopic air gaps between a battery cell and its cooling plate create hotspots. These hotspots degrade performance, reduce battery life, and increase the risk of thermal runaway, which is how you get fires. JBC's precision-cut pads eliminate those gaps, ensuring heat is efficiently transferred away from the cells.
How does this affect U.S. and European automakers and their suppliers?
It's a fundamental design consideration. As automakers like VW, Stellantis, and Ford move toward more integrated cell-to-pack or cell-to-chassis architectures, they need materials that do more than one job. These aren't just gap fillers. They are structural components that must also provide thermal conductivity and high-voltage insulation. In Europe, we're seeing German firm Tessa showcasing automated adhesive tape solutions for battery assembly in Japan. This shows the race is on to integrate these materials directly into high-speed automated production lines.
What should Western trading companies and distributors be aware of?
The market is shifting from selling rolls of material to providing custom-engineered solutions. Distributors need to build relationships with converters like JBC or work directly with the material science giants to offer value-added die-cut components tailored for specific battery designs. They need to speak the language of automotive engineering, not just chemical sales.
What's the actionable insight for executives in the EV space?
You must involve your materials and converting partners at the very beginning of the battery design process. Thermal management can no longer be an afterthought. Integrating these custom multifunctional material solutions from day one will improve safety, extend range, lower manufacturing costs, and accelerate your time to market.
Troy, let's turn to packaging. On June 24th, we saw an announcement about a partnership between Bobst, a Swiss equipment maker, and Michelmann, a U.S. chemical company. What are they working on?
They are collaborating to develop recyclable, high-barrier packaging solutions. This is a direct response to the EU's new very strict Packaging and Packaging Waste Regulation, or PPWR.
High barrier sounds technical. What problem are they solving for businesses?
It's about keeping food fresh. Think of a potato chip bag. To protect the chips from oxygen and moisture, traditional packaging uses multiple laminated layers of different plastics and aluminum. That makes it completely non-recyclable. The Bobst Michelmann solution is to use a single material, like paper or a single type of polymer, and apply an ultra-thin, transparent coating of aluminum oxide or silicon oxide. This provides the same barrier protection, but allows the final package to be easily recycled.
So what does this mean for U.S. and European manufacturers, especially in consumer goods?
It's a mandate for change. If you manufacture or sell packaged goods into the European Union, you must comply with PPWR. You have to redesign your packaging to be recyclable. This partnership offers a direct technological pathway to do that. It means U.S. CPG companies have a clear transatlantic solution they can adopt to maintain market access in Europe.
And what should trading companies and distributors be focused on?
They must become experts on these new regulations and materials. Their business is about to shift dramatically away from selling traditional multi-layer films. The opportunity now is in supplying these new monomaterial substrates, the specialized barrier coatings from companies like Michelmann, and the associated heat seal coatings from firms like Henkel.
What is the actionable insight for an executive at a food or CPG company?
Do not wait. Task your R&D and procurement teams to start qualifying and testing PPWR-compliant packaging solutions immediately. Engage with the technology providers, the machinery makers like Bobst, and the chemical suppliers like Michelmann to pilot these new materials on your production lines. The compliance deadlines are approaching, and this transition will take time.
Finally, Troy, a huge piece of news from June 16th seems to tie all these material trends together. Olin and Huntsman announced a massive merger.
That's right. They are forming Olin Huntsman Corp in an all-stock deal valued at about $12.5 billion. This creates a new North American chemical powerhouse, but more importantly, it signals a major strategic shift in the entire chemical industry.
The report called it selective and defensive M&A. What does that mean in practical terms?
It means that in today's uncertain economy, chemical companies are getting out of the high-volume, highly cyclical basic chemicals business. Instead, they are consolidating their power in high-margin specialized sectors. This merger is squarely focused on the CASE sector: coatings, adhesives, sealants, and elastomers. These are the exact enabling materials we've been discussing for AI chips, EV batteries, and specialty packaging.
So this new giant is built to serve these advanced manufacturing trends. What does that mean for U.S. and European manufacturers who rely on them?
It means you will be dealing with a larger, more powerful supplier with a more integrated portfolio of these critical specialty chemicals. This could lead to better, more holistic solutions. However, it also means less competition in the market, which could eventually translate to increased pricing power for the supplier.
What's the key takeaway for trading companies and distributors?
A merger of this scale will reshuffle the entire distribution landscape. Product lines will be consolidated, and supply channels will be reevaluated. Distributors who have relationships with either Olin or Huntsman need to be proactive now to understand their future role with the new Olin-Huntsman entity and secure their position.
And the final actionable insight for executives across all these industries.
View this merger as a bellwether for the entire specialty chemical supply chain.
expect further consolidation. You need to review your dependencies on both Olin and Huntsman products immediately. It's time to reinforce those supplier relationships and, critically, to identify and qualify second source options for your most essential materials.
All right, Troy, that was a deep dive into the world of materials. Let's boil it down. What are the three key strategic takeaways for executives this week?
First, the performance limits of next-generation hardware are no longer defined by silicon alone, but by the advanced polymers and adhesives that package them. The innovation race in AI is now a material science race. Second, for electric vehicles, thermal management has moved from a simple engineering problem to a core strategic capability. Success now demands integrating custom-fabricated, multifunctional materials from the very start of the design process. Off-the-shelf solutions are no longer competitive. And third, regulation is a powerful driver of innovation and market consolidation. The EU's packaging rules are creating an entirely new market for sustainable materials, and the chemical industry is restructuring itself through massive mergers to dominate these high-value, specialized sectors.
The message is clear. Executives can no longer afford to just focus on the final product. The competitive advantage is increasingly hidden deep within the supply chain, in the material science itself. And that is all the time we have for this week's briefing. Troy, as always, thank you for the critical intelligence.
It was my pleasure, Susie.
For our listeners, thank you for joining us. To ensure you never miss a briefing, please subscribe to Troy Technical Intelligence on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. We'll be back next week to help you connect the dots between today's technology news and your company's future strategy.